blessings again, everyone. For those of you who I haven't had the pleasure of meeting, I'm the Reverend Anthony Umtuoswa Johnson, and I welcome you in the name of the ancestors upon whose shoulders I stand, and I welcome you in the name of all that is holy and sacred for you. You know, I tell the story, it says here to my notes, hasn't been that recent ago, but I had my DNA analyzed. How many folks did the DNA thing? Yeah. And my stuff came back, and I'm 74% West African and 26% Irish. Yeah, ain't that something? But there's nothing really surprising about that to me. You know how they say the races, there's really only one race, you know, it's the human race, but we'll talk about that another day. Because as I say, we've been jumping up and down with each other, with or without permission, for centuries now in this country. But what was ironic about that Irish discovery was, long before I ever discovered that, I was hooked on this phrase and this paragraph or two that I'm going to share with you. Because the first time I heard it, it resonated somewhere, so that DNA gave me a little confirmation. Yeah, there are no coincidences, just synchronicities. So the first time I heard the words that go like this: we do not ask what you believe. We do not expect you to think the way that we do. But only that you try to live a kind and a helpful life with the dignity proper to that of a human being. So welcome all who believe that religion is wider than any sect and much deeper than any set of opinions, including my own. Welcome all whom I find in this fellowship. Three things: friendship, strength, and encouragement. Things that you can use in your daily life. Another way we like to say that is, otherwise, it don't mean a thing. Yes, indeed. If it ain't got that swing. So today's message we've entitled Democracy, a Dream Deferred? Question mark, maybe. You know, I've heard that in order to make a good omelet, one might have to break a few eggs. So I'm down for making a good omelet this morning, and I might, in the process, just break a few eggs. The word democracy itself is a Greek word. It comes from two words: demos, the people, and kratia, power or authority. And as a child of the 60s and the 70s, you know I love that, because that translates to power of the people. Yeah. Now, when I first heard that phrase years ago, and people said, you know, there's a that word democracy is nowhere in our Constitution. It's nowhere in the Declaration of Independence. I said, surely you josh. But I had to look it up. And it's true. You say, our government, I said, wait a minute, our government is a democracy. I know it's there. But true it is. As I did more research, I discovered that the founders of our nation actually feared democracy. They did not want democratic rule. I might tell you anything, so you know how, you know what I say about people. People will tell you anything. So let's talk, let the father of our Constitution and the fourth president of the United States and author of the Bill of Rights see what he has to say about what I said. James Madison expressed this attitude quite clearly in Federalist Paper number 10. Mr. Madison said, and I quote, "Instability, injustice, and confusion have in truth been the mortal disease under which popular governments everywhere have perished," end quote. You see, our fathers, in fact, preferred another term. They preferred the term republic as opposed to democracy. Because, you see, a republic described a system where the interests of the people, the stability, the justice, and the order that we all love and want maintained, as Madison amplified, that has to be controlled by more knowledgeable and wealthy white men. Sound familiar? I know y'all some MSNBC fan. What Rachel been saying? So people of color and women need not apply. The founders held a vision of these electors as free agents, selected free agents, selected by the voters to be what Alexander Hamilton called in his Federalist Paper, number 68, by the way, men who are capable of analyzing presidential candidates. End of quote. Some version of what I'm calling now the big old oligarchy. Replacement. But today we kind of loosely, we'll use the term republic and democracy kind of interchangeably, yes, as if they were one and the same. They are not. Now, some folks I talk to a lot of know I talk a lot about the Greek curtain. In our Western heads and in our education, there's the Greek curtain. Like nothing happened before that. But I take the Greeks to hold out as an example, because we talked about that definition. And we know they're very famous for practicing a direct form of what? Democracy, yeah? Now check this out. That form that the Greeks practiced, which citizens, only men, they would meet to discuss policy and then they would make decisions by majority rule, yes? Now what many of you may not know or have heard, is that the Greeks, this direct democracy that they practiced had a name, and it was called sortition. Sortition. That is, drum roll please, through random selection. Donna Chalmers, you are now the senator from the 3rd District in Cottonwood. Michael Steele, oh my goodness, you make a great mayor of Sedona. They did it by sortition, random selection. Oh, I hear the head spinning. Oh my God, no, my God, no. What do you mean? Oh my God. Random selection was how the ancient Greeks populated their legislators, their legislation, their drafting bodies, their courts, and most of their bureaucracies. Today, we would need to, shall we say, attenuate that a little bit to make it what I call democracy 2.0, because we're going to have some people of color in there and women and all kind of folks in that basket. Yeah? Because we live in a place, and we hope for the world where we live, where slavery is outlawed and gender equity is paramount. We would harness the deliberative skills, capacities, and network technologies of the modern era. Bring all that AI and IA and all that. Democracy 2.0, here we go. We'll add a little ordinary people spice to this omelet. Yeah, The exact ingredients to be worked out, like any great cook, no, right? You taste it as you go. The time for new democracy has arrived, so I'm standing out loud and clear as I can. I'm calling for the end of politicians. It is time for sortition, the random selection of ordinary people like you and me to govern ourselves. Crack, I heard another egg break. Now, the most common criticism of sorticians, Anthony, you must be out of your mind. We couldn't filter out the unwanted people, undeserving, those who are not qualified to serve. I say, oh, like now? Yeah. Can I get a witness? Yes. That the vast majority of folk just don't have the bandwidth. You don't have the skills to make decisions like that. The intelligence to comprehend these laws. Well, I'm here to say that there's a wealth of evidence to the contrary. Evidence shows that groups of randomly selected humans, ordinary people, can and do make balanced, informed, and trusted decisions. Think jury duty. We will let 12 randomly selected, regular, ordinary people decide if Allah is going to live or die. Because we trust. If I get me some, I get some Thomas and some Chris in there and some Kathy. Got to have Kathy in there. They will work it out. Think jury duty if you think this is so foreign. We do it all the time. The life and death of a fellow citizen is decided by sortition. So I want you to take a deep breath with me right now and just let your mind, and let's just imagine for a minute what it would be like. No need for financial donors. No Elon necessary. No money. None. Yeah. Guess what? No ads. None. Woo! No need to keep our eyes on the polls or the approval ratings. No more hunting for that perfect soundbite. Powerful vested interests could no longer threaten to withdraw financial support. What financial support? Or run damaging pre-election. I heard about you. I know what you did. You was in Las Vegas and you thought nobody wasn't looking. Roll the videotape. We got tape on you. Now, be clear. Our new representatives will still have to follow rules, y'all. Just don't get crazy here. Don't get it twisted. You have to explain and justify all your motivations and your reasoning to the media. The real media would be the watchdogs that the Constitution says the fourth leg of our government is about. Yeah? There would still be lawyers. All your lawyers, relax. We would still need you. One caveat, you work for us now. So, call me silly, but I believe a real democracy is not only possible, it is an urgent necessity. We must think and act out of the box, even at the risk of breaking just a few eggs. You see, politics is broken. Though it's broken, I believe it can be fixed under sortition. Under sortition, even a waitress could become a congressperson. Hey, AOC. Yeah. So hello and shout out to her. My underlying assumption, which I believe resonates with many of you present this day, is that we reach conclusions through reason rather than force and coercion. Through moral reasoning rather than backroom deal making, let's make a deal, or self-interested bargaining. And we would honor our sixth principle, the right of conscience, and the use of the democratic process within our congregations and in our society at large. So democracy for me remains a dream deferred. For me, our democracy remains a dream deferred. And today I offer that this dream has turned into a nightmare and is exploding before our very eyes. Every night, you see it on TV every night. You've seen the videos. I need not repeat them here. So our democratic omelet is in dire need of a new and inclusive recipe. Can I give a shout out for Costco? Can I get a hand for you? Say, shoot, I'm in. So in the words of Brother James Baldwin, James reminds us, not everything that is faced can be changed. But nothing can be changed until it is faced. Until it is faced.
Faced.
F-A-C-E-D. Thank you for asking. Always. Because I have a tendency to drop down. So, not everything that is faced in life can be changed. But nothing will ever be changed until we face it. Until we face it. Blessed be. Amen. Ashe. So I cut it a little short today because today is a special day too. Today is the day that we welcome some new folk to the Souf family. Yeah. Tanya, I got three or four, but there's Sunday who will be joining us in spirit. And we have Dee and Joe. Is Sunday here? Yeah. Where you at, Sunday? I didn't see you. Where? I don't see you. Okay, anyway. Dee and Joe. So I'm going to invite our president up, Tanya, to please come up. And we're going to do what we do is how we welcome new folks to this congregation. So as part of our service this morning. Okay. Yeah.
And I think maybe she isn't here. I think I saw
something. You saw her in spirit.
Apparition.
She is here. That's why I steal my thunder. I said she's here in spirit. Just kidding. But we are pleased to welcome those who have chosen to become members of our congregation. The decision to become a member is an expression of your spiritual commitment through your individual spiritual journey. Can't say enough about that, your individual spiritual journey. Because in this place, your journey is welcome here. You have nevertheless come to a time, hopefully in your journey, where you're willing to say, yes, this place is my spiritual home. So today we celebrate that homecoming.